This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, we had a great conversation yesterday. I got to talk with Dr. Pascal Lasombe, and I feel like we learned a lot in that short few minutes that we have, talking mainly to adults and how to understand people that are different than us and not to automatically assume something about another culture. And Pascal has a beautiful way of doing this. So, Pascal, thank you again. How do we teach these things to young adults, young people, and to kids? I know you're a dad, you've got little ones, but how do parents and adults start teaching children to get away from the biases that we've been grown up with?
Thank you, Melissa. What a pleasure to be with you again. The thing that we need to realize about kids is the fact that they are actively forming a template for how to view the world.
Yes.
It's rapidly under construction.
Yes.
And so the way they start to form this template is listening to what is modeled before them.
Hmm.
So listening to how people behave, looking at what they say, and also the emotions they emit. Now, with understanding that, when young people encounter challenges, that is the greatest opportunity to rewire their brain.
Hmm.
Because in that moment of challenge, in that moment of correction, in that moment of redirection, is where their brains are most sensitive to understanding a new way of thinking about something.
Wow.
So if we don't model behavior, if we don't correct wrong behavior in the correct way, then a child is going to create a template that might not serve their future self.
Ooh, that's
so
great.
Look at challenges with your children as opportunities to really start to change their minds and their brains. Even if it's not something they embrace, they are still listening.
So good. We can unfold that for the next few hours. But since we just have a moment of time here, are you saying that when kids also, when they see something in the news about a certain type of people or certain culture, and it's traumatic, is that a time that you can do some great teaching?
Yes. It's a time, especially they are informed by the parent guardian voice or the adult voice, but they're also informed about the world through media. And after a child hears something or sees something, they go through what is known as an active exploration. They're trying to figure out what they think about it. And so they will try and figure that out with their peers. They will try and figure that out with you, with their teachers. And as a result, if we are in their company, we need to be consistent in educating them, not only saying this is not right, but also why it isn't right.
Thank you.
Because that why it isn't right is a way for them to be able to file it away into their subconscious or their template of looking at the world.
Okay, I'm going to make it a little more elementary here from a spiritual perspective that we can say God made everyone. Everyone might look different, but we're all part of the body of Christ. When we serve God, we're honoring him. We're going to be in heaven together, all different kinds of people. And I think when you teach your child to see other people through the image of God's eyes, that changes everything. You're not just saying they're that kind of people. They look like that. They've done that. They're known to do this. Whoever it is, whatever color that is, we can say that's a child of God. And maybe they're going through something difficult. We don't know. We need to pray for them. So hoping that parents, I'm hoping that parents get that from what you're saying, from a scientific point of view, even a spiritual point of view, that we understand that we all belong to God and he created all of us equally in his eyes. So Dr. Pascal, thank you for your time again.
What a pleasure, Melissa. Thank you so much for what you articulated. That is masterful.
Well, we are going to give you some resources, something you can dive into and talk to your kids about. Thank you for trying to learn and grow. We're all in this together. Find out more at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.